Some very appropriate numbers of song you chose there, John. We're gathered today what is considered sort of a normal service in a lot of ways. But there's something special happening today. That is that three young people are publicly making a statement, both verbally and then through the symbol of, or through the rite of baptism, that they are following the Lord, that they have given their hearts to the Lord. They've received him as their Savior and are committing to following him from here out. There's a question that we ask, that I will be asking these three. There's about six questions, but here's one of them. Are you truly sorry for your past sins, and are you willing to renounce Satan, the world, and all the works of darkness, and your own carnal will and sinful desires? The question is, are you willing? That's part of the question. Are you willing to renounce Satan, to turn your back on all that's wrong, all that's bad, and to follow Christ with your whole heart, would be the paraphrase. Now, the word willing is a word that has intrigued me a lot over the past probably 6 to 8 years as I began looking at how we use it and how we maybe abuse it sometimes. I'd like to turn to a story of a conversion and a baptism in Acts chapter 8, if you would. And as I read this, I'll be reading it without a whole lot of comment about the passage itself. But as I read this, look at how the will of men, both the will of Philip and the will of the eunuch, how they are involved in this whole process. And then I'll have some comments to make after that about the word and about willingness and so forth. I'm going to read from verse 26 through verse 39. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot and read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except someone should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearers, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. We enter the kingdom of God because we will to do so. We enter the kingdom of God because he invites us, but it is a choice that we make. We decide with the ability God has given us to choose. And there's so much involved in both receiving the gospel, receiving the lordship of Jesus Christ, receiving the salvation of God, that God has provided through Christ, and walking in that. So much of that is tied to our will, that without it, without our will, it doesn't happen. What do we mean when we use the word willing? I have a bit of a throat issue this morning. Those of you who speak more than one language know how that sometimes you encounter something you'd like to describe, and your mind just keeps going back to the one language because the other language doesn't fully express it. It just doesn't quite sound right. If you one German word that we have a word we use in English, but it just doesn't quite sound the same to me in English as it does in Dutch. The word grefte. You know, I know that in English we say strength, but when I think of grefte, it's a fuller, in my mind, it's a fuller description of strength. It's not just brute force. It is fortitude. It's more encompassing. But that's probably because I don't understand English well, or as well. Of course, those of you who use the Amplified Bible know how the one who translated that scripture uses a lot of words to describe what was being meant. I was interested to find that in the New Testament, there are six words used that illustrate or that are translated willing in the English. And I'm going to just quickly run down over those six and tell you that there's a variety of ways that the word willing is used. One of them is of his own accord or voluntary. That is one way that the word willing is described, that the word willing is translated. To be disposed to or to be minded to do something. To think well of something, to think well of doing something is another way that the definitions of the words that is translated willing. To determine to do. I am going to do this. It also communicates a generosity, a liberality, a way of giving. And then another is to execute, to accomplish, execute as in get it done, not that kind of execute, but to get it done. Now, all of these meanings, there's only one word that the translators could figure out to call it, and that was the word willing. The reason this sort of grabs my attention is because I think so often we have divested the word willing of one of its most important features, and that is we have come to see willing as sort of a passive thing, that yeah, I accept it or I receive it or I'm willing to do something. How does it sound if we say I am committing my will. I am willing to do it. You see, it can be very different. The other ways that we use willing are good ways, but it's not. But so often we tend to make the word willing something that's just passive, and that I will agree to do this. When one takes up his cross and follows Christ, there is a surrender, which is in some ways the coming under and saying, I submit myself to. But the word surrender has with it a very determined commitment, if I can use the word commitment here, that I will do this today. As these young people take their baptismal vows, this is what they are saying, that I am committing my will to do this now. I am willing to renounce Satan, the works of darkness, and all of that. And their own carnal will and sinful desires. Most of us here this morning have made that commitment at some point in our life. Are we living willing to live, or just submitting ourselves to? May the Lord help us to understand what He expects of us and how He expects us to give our wills to those areas. And of course, it goes without saying that the will is an extremely important part of overcoming bad habits, sin. It's certainly do it by the power of the Holy Spirit, but our will is a huge part of that. While our wills are powerful, they're not all powerful. But with the grace of God and with His help, we can will to live for Him. Let's kneel and pray. Father in heaven, we thank You for the examples that You give us in Scripture of people who picked up their responsibility, the task that You gave them, their commitment to You, to follow You, to surrender their hearts to You. Thank You for the example we have of the eunuch who demonstrated not only a submission, but an intent to follow You. I just pray, Father, that today that all of us can commit ourselves, can surrender ourselves to Your will and to walk in it. Bless this morning's service for Your glory. Pray a special blessing on those who will be teaching Sunday school classes, and then on the share time, as well as Brother Lowell as he ministers to us before the baptisms. May this be a special day of remembrance for three young people, but for all of us, knowing that You, Lord, have provided the grace and the strength to walk in Your ways, as we will to do so. In Jesus' name, amen.